This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in capital Accra today. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said, "The relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugar loaf pineapple." Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. He highlighted India's vast diversity as a strength of its democratic fabric.
India is the mother of democracy. Hamare liye loktantra ek system nahi balki samskar hai. Hazaron varshon se loktantra ne bhartiya samaj ko nirantar gati di hai. For us, democracy is not merely a system. It is a part of our fundamental values. From thousands of years ago, we have examples of centers like Vaishali. The Rig Veda, one of the world's oldest scriptures.
The Prime Minister hailed the West African nation for its enduring commitment to democracy, dignity and resilience, calling it a beacon of inspiration for the African continent. PM Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the African nation on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians.
Last evening was a deeply moving experience. Receiving your national award from my dear friend President Mahama is an honor. I will always cherish that. Is samman ke liye main 140 crore bhartiyon ki taraf se Ghana ke logon ka aabhar vyakt karta hu. I thank the people of Ghana for this honor. I dedicate it to the enduring friendship and shared values that bind India and Ghana.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks, and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. They discussed expanding cooperation in trade, investment, agriculture, digital technology, capacity building, infrastructure and people-to-people ties. Four MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. Both leaders welcomed growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defence and security cooperation. Mr. Modi now left for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit. In Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Modi will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and discuss further strengthening of bilateral relations in Port of Spain. Prime Minister Modi is expected to address a joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago and also scheduled to address the Indian diaspora. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services, and surface-to-air missiles. The Defence Ministry said these procurements will provide higher mobility, effective air defence, better supply chain management, and augment the operational preparedness of the armed forces. The nod was given for procurement of moored mines, mine countermeasure vessels, super rapid gun mount, and submersible autonomous vessels. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari inaugurated two national highway projects worth 2,456 crore rupees in Garhwa today. Mr. Gadkari, who is on a visit to Jharkhand, also announced that 2 lakh crore rupees worth of highway projects will be implemented in the state, ensuring rapid development. 11 projects worth 6,350 crore rupees, including a 560 crore rupees elevated corridor in Ranchi, were launched. In cricket, India have strengthened their position against host England in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day two at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The visitors were 484 for six when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.